94 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Israeli military says it has rescued one of the hostages, a man working as a guard on one of the kibbutzes that was attacked on October 7th.
The military says Kade Farhan Al-Qadi was freed in what's described as a complex operation in the southern Gaza Strip. The 52-year-old was among some 250 abducted. It's thought Hamas is still holding around 110 hostages, but around a third of whom are believed to be dead.
ABC's Tom Rivers at the Foreign Desk. A judge in Texas has paused a Biden administration policy that would give the spouses of U.S. citizens a legal status without having to leave the country. Ukraine's army chief says his troops control nearly 500 square miles of Russian territory now. The Russian drone and missile attack targeting Ukraine's energy infrastructure, however, goes on. Mark Zuckerberg telling Congress Facebook was pressured to take down some COVID-19 information during the pandemic. The White House says it acted responsibly during the pandemic. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Be careful outside again today. Excessive heat warnings and advisories are in effect for a second straight day. Corey Zeistra was helping her daughter move into her dorm at UW-Milwaukee yesterday morning.
I have to go to work after this, but I think that a stop home to wash off a little bit is going to be in order.
Wisconsin is dealing with the hottest temperatures of the summer, with a heat index above 105 degrees in parts of Milwaukee yesterday. A northern Wisconsin community is asking for state and federal help to negotiate road access with tribal officials. The Lac du Flambeau tribe and the town of Lac du Flambeau have been in talks for more than a year after the tribe cut off public access to roads on the reservation that lead to private homes. Tribal leaders want the town to pay easements that have been neglected for more than a decade. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. We've got another hot one today. Our high is 93, according to the National Weather Service, but it'll be so humid that it'll feel like it's over 100 again. Please drink tons of water, stay inside whenever possible, and keep an eye out for those signs of heat illness and heat stroke. Strong storms can be common after intense systems like this heat wave, so we may see some this afternoon and into the evening. But the good news is that the temperatures should only be in the 80s tomorrow. And a new study shows what many students and Madisonians already know. A majority of off-campus student housing here in Madison is unaffordable. The city teamed up with UW-Madison for a first-of-its-kind study looking at housing affordability for students. Nearly 70% of rentals cost too much, with students spending over $1,000 per month. Plus, the least expensive units are furthest from campus and the most run down. According to the study, UW-Madison has one of the most expensive housing markets of all Big Ten schools. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, WMDX News.
The Packers add a new quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers traded for Malik Willis, a third-year quarterback, for the Tennessee Titans. In return, the Titans get a seventh-round draft pick next year. Willis on mastering the progressions when learning a new NFL playbook in Green Bay.
You know, progressions are a part of quarterback play wherever you're at, so I just felt like you get to different ones at this level, and you with a new team and new people, so you just got to get used to it.
College football, the Badgers getting ready for their first game of the season Friday when they host Western Michigan. Luke Fickell on what they know about the Broncos.
We know as little as we ever have known, right? I mean, they got a new offensive coordinator, they got a new defensive coordinator, and they got a new special teams coordinator. So what do you know, right? Obviously, the head coach is an offensive guy. What the head coach has done, or is it more of the Walt Bell? And, you know, are they going to be the Louisiana Lafayette where the defensive coordinator came from? I mean, so there's a lot of unknowns. You know, even with transfers and things like that, there's still a lot of unknowns.
As Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be brutally hot and humid again today, partly cloudy with a high of 94. The heat index 105 or better this afternoon. We do have a chance of thunderstorms later today and tonight, and a couple of those could be strong to severe. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, it will be cooler with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 79.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Crude and Dom.
Join us as the Devils reunite. Crudy is excited because he's been credentialed for the Donald Trump Town Hall in La Crosse coming up on Thursday. Be here for the greatest radio show ever.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Keep on running, cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
I'm reporting on the very last day of the Democratic National Convention here in Chicago, Illinois, and I feel like the entire week I've been very demure, very mindful, very cutesy, but ever since I saw Ann Coulter say this about Tim Walz's son, who is disabled, I'm going to say, that it's all out of the window. Man, you, Ann. Don't nobody give a about a woman who died 10 years ago and is decomposing and still dyes her hair with peroxide in the mud sink. What the do you know about raising children, okay? Childless monkey women for Trump. That's exactly what you are, because you look like the Wicked Witch of the mud west and need to throw water on your ass to make you melt. We are tired of this, and as Michelle Obama said earlier this week, we're no longer going high when y'all go low. We're going to drag your bitch ass to hell where your unseasoned succubus ass belongs. F*** you.
Oh, my.
She has a potty mouth. I like her.
I don't know who she is. I'm going to invite her to my potty mouths for Harris. Is that Elizabeth Booker Houston, comedian?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Fantastic. She's fantastic. All right. yes. We keep saying this, right? The second you saw that. We've been doing this long enough that we went, they are going to start being awful.
Yep.
Ann Coulter will start.
Yep.
The minute we saw that beautiful Gus Walt moment, Ann Coulter blames Democrats.
Of course she
for
does.
For her calling Tim Walz's son weird.
Mm-hmm.
Ann Coulter tried to explain her attack on Governor Tim Walz's neurodivergent son in a post that platformed speech against the 17-year-old. She said on X that she deleted a comment made earlier in the day that the teenager was weird for crying and saying, "That's my dad," during his father's speech. I took it down as soon as someone told me he's autistic, but it's Democrats who go around calling everybody weird, thinking it's hilariously funny.
It shouldn't matter whether he has autism.
Thank you.
Not.
Right.
He's
thank
a kid.
You.
He's off limits.
Right.
Thank you. Okay.
And being proud of your dad is
not
weird.
Right.
By the way, I went to the Women for Harris lunch at the DNC and got to see Gwen Walz speak. She's equally magic, by the way. I thought she was fantastic, but she, she was talking about he was diagnosed with a nonverbal learning disorder, an anxiety disorder, and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. And she said Gus's condition is not a setback; it's his secret power. I mean. That's what a mom should be, right? Anyway, a username Nick said, I'm guessing she didn't know he had autism, even though he looks a little special. The Lincoln Project said, so if he didn't have autism, mocking a child would have been fine. They're just awful, and they can't run from their awfulness. It just is what it is. All right, I need to counteract that with some love.
Okay.
I was mentioning Sandy and Dave before the break in Pagosa Springs, Colorado.
Sandy and Dave of Sandy and Dave.
Sandy and Dave in Pagosa Springs.
Right.
Not the other Sandy and
no,
Dave.
There's no,
this
totally
one.
Different.
You remember.
Don't get them confused.
Mm-hmm. Not.
Steph, I had to write to let you know how much we enjoyed Chicago pay-per-view show. We were in attendance in May for Sexy Liberal in Albuquerque, including the after party. Because of fast-moving current events, no Sexy Liberal show is identical. You, John, Hal, and Frangela are hilariously over-the-top comedy geniuses. Well, the... Okay. I'm adjacent. I'm not really... Okay. The past weekend, our son and three Gen Z grandchildren visited. We introduced them to the Sexy Liberal family.
Oh.
Which the... They're Gen Z. They're fine. Which they loved. Lots of laughs all around. There was one of the Hal's jokes I didn't understand. It was the joke that polled the audience about sex in the 80s. It was explained to me by one of the Gen Xers, and now I'm still laughing. Sometimes you need a Gen Z translator.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Frangela's the talk was the rule in my family, too. Everyone was still talking about the pay-per-view the next morning. You, John, Hal, and Frangela now have four more fans. The Saturday pay-per-view was absolutely perfect before an absolutely perfect convention. You guys are the greatest. Thanks for all the laughs. Aw, Sandy and Dave of Sandy and Dave, we love you.
Yeah.
We love you back. Yeah, it is true. These news cycles are insane, so... Someone was saying, I completely forgot, didn't you, that we played San Francisco was actually our first show.
Remember it was,
that?
In January.
Entirely different show back. Right. In January. So we have, what do we have? Portland, Durham, North Carolina, and Phoenix coming up in September, Kansas City in October, and then the big one November 2nd in L.A. Right before
then,
the convention.
And then the inauguration.
The inauguration. January 18th in D.C. for Kamala Harris's inauguration. Don't get happy. But it's going to be. Okay. What? Let's see if Maria in Atlanta agrees.
Okay.
Hello, Maria in Atlanta. Hi.
Hi.
Fonnie Willis and Letitia James were at the DNC. Oh, my God. I can't believe I would have given anything to run into them.
Hmm? It was so wonderful.
Yes. All right. Go ahead.
And right on schedule.
Yes.
Our state election board has been passing new rules regarding the elections. The rules will take effect 20 days after they are posted. They haven't said when they're going to post them. So let's assume they even posted them today. They wouldn't take effect until 20 days into, well, pretty much 20 days into September. Our early voting starts on October 15th.
Oh, boy.
So that would give all county election boards 30 days to implement. And they create all kinds of confusion. Here's the thing, though. Governor Kemp indicated that he's asked the Attorney General, Chris Carr, who didn't have an active license to practice before he was appointed, for advice as to whether or not he could remove election board members. He knows he can't because he signed SB2 that changed our election, our voting laws in Georgia. So this is political theater, and let the effery begin.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I love that Trump keeps complimenting them, like, publicly, as if he's just made everything partisan that is not supposed to be partisan, right?
Oh, and those compliments were cited in the litigation.
Right. Yes. Exactly. Well, so explain this to me, what you were just saying. So Brian Kemp, it's all kind of relative on their side.
Yeah.
He's still awful in a lot of other ways. But anyway, he asked the state attorney general for guidance regarding whether or not he has the power to remove them. So, I mean, I have to say that gave me some hope. Democrats and some Republicans have raised alarm about these people on this board, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have. Because the problem is you've got people who, and we've had 19 instances up to now since 2020 where election boards, members of election boards have tried to delay certification. So they've been testing the fences on this for a while.
Right.
And those have been county boards. The state election board removed Brad Raffensperger from the board. So he has no influence on
them. Lifelong Republican, yes. Uh-huh.
Exactly.
By the way.
And Cody for Brian.
Yeah, by the way, it's not just Georgia. Maria, I just want to point out, too, if you're in Texas, I know someone just said, please check and recheck your registration. There are some states that have removed thousands of people from the rolls, and you may not even know. So, you know, you just can't be too careful this year. All right, since, you know, this is not a legal ladder, Lady Day. I count on my, you know, my pro boners to call
in.
So let me get your take on this. Special Counsel Jack Smith urged a federal appeals court to reinstate the classified documents case against Trump, challenging the controversial decision by Judge Aileen Cannon. They described her ruling as nonsensical, citing longstanding legal precedents that directly contradict her conclusion, asserting Judge Cannon's decision would jeopardize hundreds of similarly appointed offices across the federal government. They write, the district court's contrary view conflicts with an otherwise unbroken course of decisions, including by the Supreme Court. Oh, God. Stressing the ruling's rationale deviated from binding Supreme Court precedent, misinterpreted the statutes that authorize a special counsel's appointment. Marie, you're a lawyer. I am not. But this is one I cannot believe. This to me is the most serious of all the cases against him, that we could just find one hack and this is just gone. Mm-hmm. Can you give us your take on this?
Well, the hope is, even though Jack Smith did not ask for her to be replaced, the hope is that the court will nonetheless find that the dismissal was inappropriate and remand for a reassignment. It's not that they can't do it. It would be extraordinarily unusual, because that would essentially be the appellate court telling the district court level what to do. Fingers crossed, but it doesn't say that they can't do it.
Okay, and one more. The DOJ's latest filing in the January 6th, now we're talking about different criming, January 6th criming.
Right.
This is the first time public and legal analysts are getting a good look at how prosecutors intend to proceed in the J6 cases. This could also reveal a lot about the next steps in the U.S. versus Donald Trump case. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what the election is U.S. versus Donald Trump as well. They explained at least four defendants involved in the filing were rioters who went through documents in Ted Cruz's desk. One was heard on camera saying, oh, wait, no, he's on our side. He's with us. I remember that.
Yeah.
DOJ claims such evidence shows defendants understood the nuances of Congress's certification proceeding and took acts to both render unavailable the physical items to be used in the proceeding and impair the integrity of such objects. So just talk to us about that filing.
So in terms of what they're trying to do, they're trying to ensure that all of the sort of the ancillary actions, the things that went on around Trump having launched these people towards the Capitol, that this was a concerted effort. In essence, that these people understood what their task was. Their task was to interrupt the certification, not just, you know, protest.
Right.
Or
no, they knew exactly. They knew exactly what they were doing, right?
Yeah. And that's basically what that filing is trying to show, that this isn't. These are not unconnected acts,
right?
And that they were launched by Donald Trump,
right? All right. Well, fingers crossed. Happy clappy. Love you. I like my legal opinions. Happy clappy. Happy clappy. Jail.
And so, if someone calls in with an unpopular opinion, you're going to hang up on.
Naturally.
Yes.
Okay.
Chris, that was the other layer of my, not only that my mother and father are buried at Arlington, but that he is a insurrectionist, traitor to the United States of America. Not just a draft dodger, but also a rapist. You know, I'm just saying, it was a number of things going through my head as he trod upon the ground where my sacred ground, where my parents are buried, that he has tried to overthrow the government of the United States, that he stole our national secrets. Jeff tweeted, using Arlington Cemetery for a photo op is real stolen honor. Another stupid thing they tried to accuse Tim Walz of, which he never did,
right?
He never said he was in combat, and he served honorably for 24 years. Yep. It's stolen. That's stolen valor, having a bone spur, draft dodger, giving a thumbs up on some soldier's grave. It's just, okay, I wasn't the only one. Mom Sway said, I'm sick of seeing images of the convicted felon using a cemetery and our military heroes being used as props. There's not an ounce of empathy in that man's body. King Antifa said, there he is just standing there in Arlington giving a thumbs up. I guarantee you if there's an afterlife, they're all giving him the middle finger. Mm-hmm. I like to think my mom and dad were. Okay. Hold on. Oh, Dean Obadalla. He's a lawyer, so this is my happy clappy news. He said Trump is just one bad poll away from asking his lawyers, is there a way to drop out of the presidential race in exchange for not dying in a prison cell?
Yeah, he's close to that.
To which I would say no. No, you have to suffer a humiliating defeat and then go to prison. Do not pass go.
And he has to carry J.D. Vance to term.
Yeah.
Yes, he does have to carry him to term, despite it clearly being a horrific mistake. Okay, I don't
Weird beard and all.
Yep.
Does he, what's going on in the back of his head? Someone said he didn't even get his Nazi haircut right.
No, he got a bad haircut. That was a really bad haircut. Yeah.
What's going on in the back? It's like he tried to do like a Nazi cut, but he tried to.
When you pick fights with women and gays, right? Then that's what you get.
Well, yeah.
Did
live
he use
with
a
that.
Flobie?
Yeah, it looks like it.
He called Marsha Blackburn and said, do you know a good
hairstylist?
Yeah. That's why our friend Gloria Johnson's going to win. I did an interview with her, too. Go to my Instagram page. I have all kinds of fun interviews. It's just on the fly. She's fantastic. Oh, that'd be so great if she beats Marsha Blackburn. Oh, God. Okay, I'm back. 19 minutes after the hour, Charlie Pierce coming up this portion of the show. Brought to you by Dr. Maudie's. Sometimes, because Mommy goes to bed so early, sometimes I get the tongue in the ear and them standing on me. Because, you know, like later at night, because they're like, and I'm like, do you want to go quench some late brunch? That's what I say, because it's a really late brunch, but they're still hungry. And if there's still Dr. Marty's down there, they wake me up.
Okay.
Because why wouldn't they? Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, spinach, kale, sweet potatoes, blueberries. Oh, my God, this food is all made of superfoods. And flavor, raw, freeze-dried, all packed in there. Pack, 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 pack. Nothing. There's no fillers, like the broth, right? There's no cereal products. And I don't, what is meat meal?
I don't know what
that's
that
like
is.
Scraps. I don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
Right? Just add, you can, they cook it at high heat, and there's like dangerous kind of, you know, whatever, when you cook stuff on high heat. First of all the nutrients are gone and all the flavor, and you have dangerous byproducts. Yeah. Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, the premium freeze-dried raw dog food. Bonnie and Clyde absolutely go crazy for the flavor. First four ingredients, turkey, beef, duck, salmon. That's how you know it's the real deal. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend right now in a free bag of Cod Krispies.
Cod Krispies!
Oh, they love them. They love them so much. Wild-caught codskin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
You gotta laugh. Or you just cry all day, wouldn't you? It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com. Code fitness.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, many of you know I talk a lot about how to improve your credit score in my radio minutes and also in my YouTube videos. But today, I'm going to talk about how to think about your credit score when you're trying to figure out how to get out of a lot of debt. And when you're in that situation, it's important not to let worries about your credit score determine which debts you pay first or how you pay your debts off. In other words, don't just rush to pay off a debt because a collector is threatening your credit. By that time, your credit report likely already shows you're behind and maybe even in collections. And frantically paying won't help much and not pain won't make it that much worse. Take a breath, make your plan. I know that opening those envelopes and figuring out what's going on can be pretty tough. I'm here to say, it's okay. You can figure it out. You can do it. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Stephanie Miller. I'm so fancy. You already know I'm in the fast lane.
From LA to Tokyo. Do you know that Stephanie Miller drop we've been playing since 1904? Yes. Uh-huh. Taking Back God, Taking Back the Flag, yeah. Taking Back America. We're always a good 5 to 10 minutes ahead of our time. George Conway tweets, pastor says Harris could get, quote, the highest level of evangelical support since Carter.
Of course.
Wow. Are the people or Christians are actually starting to listen to what things Jesus actually said?
Yeah.
Yep. And not vote for the most unchristlike person ever in the history of ever? Mm-hmm. Thanks. Kevin in D.C. Hi, Kev.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
You know, I revel in the fact that this wonderful example of Aryan manhood, Resident Trump, in terms of debating, he's in the catch-22. Either he backs off and suffers 1,000 cuts of being rightfully called a coward every day until the election and beyond, or he does do it and gets immediately obliterated. What to decide? Choices, choices. And also, thank you for making it clear. You know, over the years, I've agonized on calling all Republicans awful, but at least now it's been clarified whether it's his son at the grave or Ann Skanker making the comments you did about that young man, that if you support this, then yes, you all are awful.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. But, you know, you can say, oh, you're not racist. Not everyone that votes for Trump is racist. Well, you're okay with it. You're racist,
yeah,
adjacent. You're okay with racism.
Yeah,
I mean, it's all right. I can see why perhaps Trump wants the mics to be muted, because is he back to the soldiers don't have any ammunition?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's no
bullets.
They have no bullets now.
There's no bullets. There's nothing.
Sure.
None.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We had no ammunition.
Uh-huh.
I took over. They came to me. Sir.
With
tears. How are we doing militarily? We have a problem, sir.
Hunk.
What is it? We have no ammunition.
There's no ammunition at all.
That's a lousy thing. You know, you're running a country. We got enemies. And, you know, if you have the smart president, you'll be able to do fine.
Yeah.
But you don't want to tell your enemy you have no ammunition. I don't want to tell President Xi of China we don't have ammunition.
Yeah. Huh. Wow.
Wow.
They forgot, oops, they, you know, like milk, bread, cheese, forgot the bullets.
Oh,
we
just
have no bullets. They have no bullets at all?
The Army doesn't have any.
They
no,
do not
they
have any bullets.
Not at all.
That is bad. Yeah.
So I had, and you will say it, I had ammunition.
Did
we had
you?
So much it was coming out of our gills, right? I had ammunition. Oh, I said, what the hell do we do with all this ammunition? We had so much.
He actually pointed at something.
And now we don't have ammunition again.
Mm-hmm.
We gave it all away to different groups, but mostly into Ukraine. We don't have ammunition. We had so many missiles, we didn't know if we could fire them all. We had to hire teams of people to even the concept. We had so much. Warehouses were full. We took new warehouses. And now we're back to a point where we have no ammunition
again.
It
makes no sense.
That's not true.
Please, God, let this
debate go on? Don't you think Kamala Harris would just be a pause and she'd just be like, you are out of your mind. Okay.
I don't understand him.
Even know how you debate that. Just, you are...
You look at him like he's nuts, like how Chris was looking. Just like...
How he's looked at me for 25 years now.
Yeah.
Charlie Pierce, next.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman! Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
The years, you've really kept up with the times. You're on social media.
Like, dislike, block.
Maintained your health.
10,000 steps. I'm a beast.
You even programmed your own smart home.
In 10 minutes, remind me that I'm a genius.
In 10 minutes, I'll remind you that you're a genius.
If you can do all that, you can definitely save for retirement. Just go to aceyourretirement.org, a free online tool sponsored by AARP that can help you get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll meet Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach, and in just 3 minutes, get personalized recommendations to help boost your retirement savings. They're easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's brought to you by AARP, so you know they got your back.
You are a genius.
Take charge of your retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org now. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
In 1987, some inner-city first graders were promised a college education. Now, this promise didn't come from a wealthy corporation. It came from Oral Lee Brown, who saved a large portion of her modest income every year for these children.
She told Ms. Brown, you can't do everything I said, no, but we need to do more.
And she did more by sending 19 kids to college, helping others pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
You've seen the paintings. The Thanksgiving turkey being served at Grandma's.
Can I have the drumstick?
The weathered farmer sending his baby-faced son off to college.
Now be sure and write.
The wise police officer sitting at the soda bar, talking a young boy out of running away from home.
Where are you going, son?
Norman Rockwell didn't create the best in us. He just inspired the best. Inspiration. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
What's your deal? So, Susan, ready to see what's behind door number one?
What about door two or three?
Sorry, Susan, just one door today.
But there are always three doors.
You expect options everywhere else in life. Are you getting them when it comes to your medical treatment?
It's a year's supply of dog food.
But I don't even own a dog.
Well, this is awkward.
Explore all your options and talk with your doctor about what's right for you. Knowing your options is the best option. Learn more at ahrq.gov. That's ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Running against an effective communicator
as a former president post-January 6th, who's now a felon, there are things he's going to have to answer for in this debate that are so fundamentally different than 2016, where he had no record and he can kind of just give a vision and an idea of what he wanted. And I think he's afraid of that. You know, we never really saw that moment in the Biden-Trump debate where he was called out on, you know, his history of sexual abuse or the fact that he had these felony convictions. And I think that's something that he's really dreading having to face.
Yes, that was Alyssa Farah Griffin, who used to work for Donald Trump.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I am in the I don't think he's going to debate camp, but we shall poll our friends.
There's only one man now that understands, and that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce.
Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Charlie Pierce, I got to cuddle you in person.
It's not fun being a continent away from you guys.
I know. And I felt like your mom because when you left, I was like, oh, he ate chocolate and Cheetos for breakfast. No! Charlie!
The SiriusXM breakfast smorgasbord was terrific.
Exactly.
Just the jolt I needed in the morning.
Exactly.
Well, we needed it. It was, I mean, that really was, you've done a lot of these conventions. That really was something, wasn't it, Charlie?
Well, it certainly was the most fun I've ever had at a convention, and that includes my first one in 1980, which was in New York City, where I was with the late great Mike McAlary at Elaine's, and we saw Carrie Fisher, and that was a big event for me in 1980. So,
wow! And then Mark Hamill was at this one, so you know there's a through line.
Yeah, but I missed Mark Hamill. I didn't get there till Sunday.
Oh, but well, he was there.
He had already climbed aboard the Millennium Falcon and left. So.
You mentioned your Professor Senator Warren. Boy, I hope she soaked in all that love. I mean, as I hope Hillary Clinton like did. You know, I'm glad that
I literally have never seen her like that.
Yeah,
I've never seen her. I mean, she wears her emotions on her sleeve. That's obvious, but nothing like that. That was really nice.
Yeah. Well, I was obviously that was a tough choice for me between Kamala and her in the primary. So I was all in for Liz after Kamala dropped out. So I'm glad she just hopefully soaked all that love in.
Yeah, she's been working all over the country now. She was on with who was she on with last night? She wasn't on with Lawrence. Oh, she's on with Jen Psaki last night.
Yeah, yeah. Can I say that was always one of my favorite moments of the primary when they, like, ran into each other and they were, you know, still competing against each other. And it was just so, like, warm and funny and they both had these big laughs and hugs and they were, you know, that's the sisterhood. And that's what she's doing now. She's working her heart out for Kamala.
Girlfriends.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I love what she said, actually, on NBC. I don't know, maybe that was to Jen. She said, American women are not stupid, and we are not going to trust the futures of our daughters and granddaughters to two men who have openly bragged about blocking access to abortion for women all across the country. I mean, J.D. Vance remains such a weasel in that interview on Meet the Press, right? He's just, you know.
Well, I think has he finally decided on which donut he's going to order? Or is he still standing? Is he still standing in that donor shop looking at the menu?
Somebody did a side-by-side of, Tim Walz, like everyone loving Tim Walz everywhere he goes, and then J.D. Vance, late, just, she doesn't want to be on camera with you. Donut shop, yeah. Just, nah.
Well, whoever that donut shop lady was is one of my heroes now because he said, hi, I'm J.D. Vance, I'm running for vice president. She goes, okay.
Yeah, okay. By the way, thank you. I've been talking about this all morning because, as you know, I just interred my mom with my dad at Arlington, and I just felt sick to my stomach anytime he's been there. But this thing yesterday, you just wrote a piece. How the hell was Trump allowed to use Arlington National Cemetery as a campaign prop? You said, luckily for the former president's campaign, it wasn't raining Monday when he grotesquely used Arlington as a campaign prop. Because as we know, he gets a little nervous around soldiers' graves in the rain. And he says things that require him to lie his ass off later. So the sun was out and shining as this third generation draft dodger pretended to care about soldiers who were suckers and losers enough to get killed during the the United States withdrawal from its Afghanistan adventure. How in hell was this allowed to happen is beyond me. Arlington is the country's most hallowed ground. Thank you. And not just because my dad's buried there, but, you know, because it is.
And there are 400. There are somewhere north of 400 Medal of Honor winners buried at Arlington. Yeah. Right. And this is the guy who compared it the Medal of Honor unfavorably to a medal he like hung on the neck of Rush Limbaugh, and the wife of one of his big donors, one of his casino cronies, like a week ago.
Yeah.
And who in the hell does a smiling thumbs up at a grave site?
Him. Yeah, him. You said, but to allow itself to be used for the purpose of propping up one of the Republican Party's most noxious half-truths as promulgated by its most noxious elements, personified by its most noxious candidate, is an insult to those over 400 Medal of Honor awardees. Like you said, Charlie, I don't know if the families, I feel bad for these poor families, the poor fireman's wife that, you know, got used for him to tongue the dead fireman's helmet. Ugh, I mean, he's so disgusting. I guess we should expect nothing else, but.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, if they got some solace out of it, then okay, I got no problem. You know, I still think it's revolting, but I hope they got some solace out of it, because otherwise the whole exercise would be disgusting.
Yeah. But as you sort of ended, you said, as a citizen of the United States, therefore someone with a stake in places like Arlington, I choose to look upon his presence there as obscene. Thank you. It's ours. Arlington is ours. It's not his.
Yeah, it's not like the family plot or the first hole at Bedminster.
Right.
Yeah.
Where you can bury anybody you want, you know?
Yeah. By the way, you also pointed out in his stupid statement, you said, wait, you take out the weaponry before you take out the soldiers? There seems to be a major flaw in that plan. I mean, and first of all, this whole thing was his fault.
There are a lot of rocks in Afghanistan, but you don't want your soldiers throwing rocks at the Taliban.
Right. By the way, we have this one, General McMaster. We're talking about Afghanistan, speaking of which.
And they cut the Afghan government out of those negotiations, right?
Absolutely. So that was mistake one. Then forced them to release 5,000 of some of the most heinous people on earth, and then began
the Trump administration forced the Afghan government to release 5,000 Taliban.
Correct.
And, you know, we know that this was his plan that he boxed Biden into. I mean, so just that's another level of disgusting besides him giving a thumbs up at a grave, right?
Yeah. And by the way, heinous is a word that doesn't get used enough.
Right.
No.
I like General McMaster's.
The whole Trump administration has been heinous.
Yes.
Thousands of the most heinous people on earth.
Yeah. So here's one thing we were talking about. You just mentioned a donor's wife that he gave the medal to. I love that not only has the Harris camp raised $11 billion, it's from small donations. And I love, Charlie, that someone said she's not beholden to big donors anymore. The big donors are not calling the shots anymore. This is 500 and something million dollars. I mean, and she's not letting herself be beholden to the mainstream media's demands for how and when she answers their questions, right?
Yeah, someone's gonna have to check on Chris Saliza, because I think they're gonna need the jaws of life to get him off the ceiling.
I know.
I mean,
it's a whole different campaign.
Every second or third day, we have to hear about how she hasn't given a press conference.
Right. And
she doesn't have to do anything.
Right.
And I said this, I don't know if I said it on the show, but I know I've said it on the ex-Twitter. Sports writers learn this like in the first 2 or 3 weeks on the job. They don't need you. Mm-hmm. They are not obligated to talk to you.
They're running a whole different campaign, Charlie, right from how they're, you know, we keep saying it's run by feral 25-year-olds on their social media, but to how their press releases read. I mean, I love the just releasing Trump backing out of the debate to chicken sounds. I mean, they are just going, you know, balls to the walls. Can we say that?
I've heard that.
Yeah.
I've heard that too.
Yeah.
Well, that's because they've got dad's permission. You know, they go to him, waltz, and dad says, yeah, go ahead, use the chicken noises.
But this sums it up. Jay tweeted,
I'm going to the dog park now.
Yeah. Jay tweeted, he gave people permission to hate. She's giving people permission to love. Love always wins. I mean, sorry, who wrote the New York Times piece, Joy's Not a Strategy?
Yeah
it is. So's hope. What do you think Obama won on? You know, I think people are just done with this spin.
I mean, if joy is not a strategy, I mean, is gloom a strategy?
I guess.
I mean, I don't want to, I mean, that was, I think it was Patrick Healy, who has roots in Boston, alas. But that was just, that was, and if you come right down, if you actually read the column beyond the really ugly and awful headline, all it is another appeal for a press conference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Victor Shee tweeted, boom, the perfect response from Kamala Harris's campaign to Trump on the debate. Our understanding is that Trump's handlers prefer the muted microphone because they don't think their candidate can act presidential for 90 minutes. Trump should stop hiding behind the mute button. I mean, I knew he was going to do this, didn't you? He was going to start, you know, pussing out of this debate. What's your guess right now on what's going to happen?
Oh, I still think he'll go through with it. I think ultimately hubris will win out.
Arrogance.
That's always the way to bet with this guy. So, you know, sooner or later it will kick in again that he's smarter than everybody else in the world.
Yeah.
So he'll, you know, get out there.
I hope so. I hope his arrogance that he thinks he's way smarter than she is, you know, pushes him to do this.
Well, not just that. He's got to know at this point that, you know, anything he does will find... you know, find support among the mainstream media. If he just stands there for an hour and a half and you know, throws out, you know, the occasional, you know, golden oldie joke, you know, we'll hear about how, or you know, plays on the people he was with at Arlington yesterday, you know, we'll read that he's pivoted to a more serious candidate.
Right. If I hear that word pivot, I lose my shizzle. Yeah, I just thought, Ben summed it up. He said, if the guy who loves talking over people is objecting to a debate because he can talk over people, you know he's scared of the person he wants to talk over. Mm-hmm. I mean, right? Mr. No Puppet, No Puppet, you're the puppet.
No puppet. Sorry, Hal, we'll be unplugging you now.
Daisy.
Daisy.
All right, Charlie, a delight to see you in person, sir. It is.
I was even early for my shift.
You were.
I know. We got you. We got extra time with you. So let's make it less than 4 years.
We got to wave at famous people as they went by. That was nice positioning, by the way.
I know, right? Exactly.
Everybody in the hall had to like get within like diving range of you.
That's right.
Well, if I wasn't tethered to the board by headphones, I would have tackled Governor Whitmer, but I was otherwise...
Well, I'm surprised the Pennsylvania State Police didn't clap you in irons when Governor Shapiro walked by.
Right.
All right. Love you, Charlie Pierce. See you in four years.
See you guys. Next week. Bye-bye.
All right. Goodbye. 47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Jody Hamilton's brilliance and prescience. She's precious and also has prescience. Right. Credo Mobile.
Yes.
Using it 20 years. I didn't know. Lots of stuff that is new to me. Right? She knew about it.
She pays attention.
Right? What? I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention. Hey, see what I did there? They're America's only progressive phone company. Am I right? Am I right? Am I right?
They are.
Okay.
And every month you get to vote on what the
right. Phone is to. This is what democracy looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've donated over $95 million to progressive nonprofits like Rainforest Action Network, Planned Parenthood, ACLU. Join Credo Mobile. You get all you want from your phone company, the nation's most reliable, largest network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly customer service, and switching so easy. Bring your phone, bring your number that you have now, and get in. We're going saving. Just go to CredoMobile.com. Is that you driving Fred Flintstone's car?
Yes, because okay. We're saving.
CredoMobile.com. And for back to school, Credo Mobile will give you a $250 prepaid card when you bring a phone to them. And Credo will donate $50 to donors choose to help provide school supplies to teachers who need them. How cool is that? Things like art supplies, technology, diverse books. Learn more at CredoMobile.com or call us 877-346-0516.
Remain calm. All is well. All is well.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
There is exciting news in Stephanie Miller podcast land, isn't there, Chris? We now offer Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast and the Out of the Gate podcast.
Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast is once a week. It is the best interviews of the week from the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday. Stephanie Miller Out of the Gate is daily. You will get the first segment of every day's Stephanie Miller Show, plus Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour Extra, which is the best interview of each day. So three different podcasts in one feed.
Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Republican presidential ticket is campaigning in Wisconsin this week. Running mate J.D. Vance will speak in De Pere tomorrow. Donald Trump will hold a town hall in La Crosse Thursday night. The latest Marquette poll shows the race for Wisconsin's presidential votes in a virtual tie. The federal government is considering new regulations on waste from slaughterhouses for the first time since the mid-1970s. John Rumpler of Environment America says it would be long overdue.
Slaughterhouses, the places where a lot of these animals are brought, release a huge amount of nitrogen and or phosphorus into our waterways.
The Environmental Protection Agency says slaughterhouses and large factory farms are driving a spike in harmful algae blooms. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We've been talking about the new guidelines for school vaccinations. They go into effect for this school year. There are changes to the meningitis shots and how kids get excused from the chickenpox vaccine. These updates aim to provide better protection against serious diseases and align with national recommendations. Dr. Natalie Weeks is a family medicine physician at Aspirus.
We are very lucky that we have these vaccines to prevent these potentially deadly diseases now. It's the number one thing that you could do to protect your child and the community and prevent these diseases from recurring.
If you have any questions about vaccines, Weeks encourages you to talk with your child's primary care provider. And a special four-year-old is about to have her make-a-wish granted. Maisley Reddy lives in Sun Prairie. She has a type of eye cancer called retinoblastoma. Her wish is to spend the whole day visiting with animals at the Shedd Aquarium in Chicago. And now Make-A-Wish Wisconsin is making it happen for her. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be brutally hot and humid again today, partly cloudy with a high of 94. The heat index 105 or better this afternoon. We do have a chance of thunderstorms later today and tonight, and a couple of those could be strong to severe. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. It will be cooler with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 81.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth.
We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Maggie Dawn.
The dozen Republican White House lawyers who served in the administrations of Presidents Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, and George W. Bush just endorsed Kamala Harris?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
I really wish I was joking. I am not joking.
Right. Irene said today's Tim Walz scandal, according to the right, he pets dogs at the dog park that aren't even his. I think we should insist this matter receive further investigation with thorough photographic evidence of his dog petting activities. The American public deserves to know. Wow.
I still don't understand
this. Tell me you got nothing without telling me you got nothing.
Exactly.
Tim Walz.
Kel Scandal.
Yes, we.
By the way, go with the people that love dogs. There's a million pictures of Tim and Kamala loving dogs and not shooting them in the face. Or what did I love this. This is a hint. This is my boyfriend.
All right.
Who said Robert Kennedy Jr., the Jeffrey Dahmer of the animal kingdom, has horrified his family almost as much as Jeffrey Dahmer horrified his family by endorsing the most horrifying Republican presidential nominee in history? Who said that?
Sir Isaac Lyme.
No, my boyfriend, Lawrence O'Donnell.
He's my mother's boyfriend.
Oh. Whatever.
It's going to be a slap fight.
I am technically your mother's Lawrence O'Donnell pimp. That's different.
I thought you were a hooker.
Also, I was mentioning that
No, she's not a hooker. Famously not a hooker.
No,
because we're not talking into
some guy
microphones.
Thinks I'm young enough to make money at it, but I didn't. Opportunity missed at the DNC.
Yeah, if you would have done more hooking in Chicago, we could have been talking into brand new microphones by now.
Yeah, well, my bad. What was I saying?
I don't know.
yes, I think he was also referring to the Bobby Kennedy Jr. cut the head off a whale.
Yes.
A whale. Okay.
A whale.
I can't.
With a chainsaw.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Jen Psaki.
It's important to know. This dog also has a very sweet history. Back when Walz first announced he was running for governor, he promised his then 10-year-old son, Gus, we remember Gus from last week, that the family could get a dog if they won the election. Well, one hard fought contest later, Walz won the election, and young Gus was ready to make sure Dad remembered their deal. Upon hearing of his dad's victory, the first thing out of his mouth was, quote, I get a dog, which is such a 10-year-old thing to say.
And the scandal continues.
Yes.
A few months later, Governor Walz made good on his promise and adopted Scout as a young puppy. And Walz has posted about Scout a number of times since then, including in recent months. But some Republicans in the darkest corners of the internet smelled a dog conspiracy. Mm. They pointed to this tweet of Walz with a different dog from nearly 2 years ago as some sort of smoking gun. Walz wrote,
seriously?
Couldn't think of a better way to spend a beautiful fall day than at the dog park. I know Scout enjoyed it. That was the caption there. And yes, in that photo, Walz was posing with a dog other than Scout.
And the
this
problem
is...
This is
almost too ridiculous to
this even... This is a particularly ironic attack coming from the party whose own rising star, you know I'm about to talk about here, Kristi Noem, boasted about hating her own family dog so much she took it to a gravel pit and shot it. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Tim Walz had a response for that, too, sharing this picture on social media with the caption, quote, post a picture with your dog that doesn't involve shooting them and throwing them in a gravel pit. I'll start.
Wow.
So, better luck next time, guys.
Yeah. Wow. This is the latest one. Hang on. In 2006, when Mr. Walz was running for Congress, his website inaccurately stated he had been named Outstanding Young Nebraskan by the Nebraska Chamber of Commerce. In reality... Walz's campaign had meant to say he received the award of the Nebraska Junior Chamber of Commerce.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
At the time, the website was updated with a correction, but
Gotcha.
Yeah, he was an assistant coach, not a... Ha! Okay, then. Brooklyn Dad Defiant coming up.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Greg Wansnyder from Carroll University joins us about the new school year, and we talk about the benefits of reading, libraries, and what is on Calvin's reading list. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. The John and Gordy Show.
When they speak up, people respond to that, yes. React to that, and they may not react very well to that, and they may even dispute it and may argue and debate with them. And they're making off all this stuff about, you know, being silenced and censored. They want to avoid the consequences of their ideas. Live with the consequences of your thoughts, of your ideas, and grow up.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.